Pettigrew, Send 'Em Packing by Fred Hurst, read by Kevin Wilde. It were about 6:30 when they landed, in Farmer Bruce's field they were stranded. Still dark when they dropped, we leet saw a breet, Bill Potter saw 'em, he'd been poaching it neat. Bill Gorriddy, and watched 'em come out. First come down steps and started to shout, "Anyone there? It's your leader I want to see." "I'm off," said Bill, "that's enough for me." Straight to Bobby Pettigrew's house he flew. He was sure that Bobby had known what to do. Bobby Pettigrew didn't like crawling out of bed. To make things lawful, he put his helmet on his head. "Now then, what seems to bit bother, tell me, Bill?" "A spaceship. It's landed at Cloyce, just off at Till." "Bill, it's too soon in the morning for fun and games. If there's aught going on, they'll have to give me the names." I twigged it as about me business I were going. It dropped into the field out to the side at Lewin. "I'll have to get me send donned and come with thee to see. What this is all about, it seems a bit queer to me." Bobby Pettigrew were capped when he opened the gate. "Trespassing in Farmer Brewer's Cloyce won't rate." An alien came out and he spread his arms out wide. He stepped forward. "Take me to your leader," he cried. "P.C. Pettigrew, to West Riding Police," Bobby said. "We can't have you landing here, with a shake of his head. Trespassing in Farmer Brewster's Cloyce, what will he say? So get your son back inside this ship and tack it away."